Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is a podcast where we stay super focused. We try to keep it less than 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, because even just 5 minutes a day can make a difference in the rest of your day. Hey, my name is Bobby, and I'm so thrilled you've joined us on the podcast. Before we jump into the content for today, I want to invite you to check out a resource called Best Year Ever. I don't know if you've had one of those years where you feel like you just repeated the year before. I don't know if you've had one of those years where you feel like you drifted somewhere along the way and you look back and you realize you missed some possibilities and you didn't live up to your full potential. Well, I believe God has big plans for all of us for 2017. And oftentimes those plans don't happen by accident. They require intention and effort and staying laser focused for the year. And so if you're looking for a tool that will help you establish healthy goals for 2017 and give you some great ways to accomplish those goals, check out Michael Hyatt's Best Year Ever. The way that you get to it is just go to sugarhill.church/BYE for Best Year Ever. So that's sugarhill.church/BYE, and that'll get you to a great resource that if this is something you're interested in, I think is definitely worth the investment. But hey, today on the podcast, I want to talk about unfairness and how do we respond to it. Unfairness is one of those things that's just part of life. We can't live on this earth for any length of time without feeling like somebody has treated us unfairly. And sometimes that's a parent that ran us through the ringer as a child. Sometimes it's an employer that treats us differently than they treat everybody else at our company. And sometimes maybe it's even the legal system where we just feel like we've been treating unfairly. Well, here's what we want to say today. You can choose to respond to those people who hurt you by hurting them. That is hands down the easiest choice to make. But God gives us another option in this word. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 5. He says, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." See, when people hurt you, they expect you to retaliate, to get even. They expect you to seek to get revenge. But God wants us to do the exact opposite. He wants us to respond in love. What happens when you respond to mistreatment with love is you keep the other person from controlling you. Booker T. Washington once said it this way. He said, "I will never allow another man to control my life by allowing him to make me hate him." That's a powerful quote. Let me read that one more time to you. I will never allow another man to control my life by allowing him to make me hate him. So you can't control when another person treats you unfairly, but you can control whether you get bitter in the process. You can control your response to that injustice. But just because you respond to an offender lovingly doesn't mean you're to allow them to continue that injustice. Now, here's what the Bible says, that we're to lovingly seek justice. Jeremiah 22, verse 3 says it this way, "Be fair-minded and just, do what is right." Martin Luther King Jr. was a great example of this. He fought against injustice without violence. He overcame evil through the power of love. He followed the example of Jesus, who chose to forgive his persecutors, even as they were killing him. And I believe that's our calling as Christ followers. Unfairness and injustice, they're part of the human condition, but don't feed into it. Instead, God calls us to respond in love. Hey, I hope you have a great day today, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. And hey, be sure to check out Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. Just go to sugarhill.church/BYE for Best Year Ever. Have a great day. We'll see you here tomorrow.